Medivin 4, this is Jack. How can I help?
Hello, Jack. How are you? It's Angelo here, mate. Angelo Thomas. How are you going, all right?
Good. You?
Good, good, good. Just started returning your call back. You called in the last week. I was away. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me just double check what's going on. 1 second, sir. 04236 95984.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, it's just pulling up the account. Angela Thomas.
That's it.
This is for the NBN at 53 Capri Close, sir?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so there's a bit of a problem, yeah? So I was with Fuse, and then I transferred over to Optus, yeah? With the NBN. And apparently yous want to try and put me stay with yous.
Yes.
I moved over to Optus because I got a good deal with them. That's why I moved over to Optus, yeah?
But I think the note here suggests that on the 2nd of October, you were contacted by our retention officer on the 2nd of October, like this month, and he did decide to join us back. So we've reactivated your service with us. So at the moment, Mr. Thomas, the service is active with Melbourne Phone, not with Optus.
So it's with Melbourne Phone, not Optus at the moment.
Hmm. Yep. But by the looks of it, it looks like... just 1 second, hang on.
It's one headache and a half because I've got a bill from Optus now for next month.
Yeah, it could be for... I'll just tell you the dates. Hang on. 53 Capri Close. What is Optus charging you for, sir?
$90 minus $10 discount, $80 a month.
Okay. Our customer answer, setup done online, assigned. So we've actually activated your service on the 2nd of April?
Yep.
Right now, which modem is connected? Do you know? Are you home to check?
No, I'm not home at the moment. I'm still finished up work for the day.
Okay.
The Optus modem's connected. Optus.
The Optus modem is connected. I think our service was working in the Optus modem itself. Because I don't see any modem order. Yeah. Because on the 2nd of April, we contacted you. And we just transferred the service from Optus over to us. And it was working in the Optus modem. So right now, it's still the Optus modem that's connected, right?
Yeah, the Optus modem's connected. That's correct, yeah.
Okay. But where is it connected? I mean, is it connected to UniID 1 at the NBN box, UniID 2? There are actually 4 ports on the NBN box. So.
I'm not sure now. It's the WAN, isn't it? To the wall.
Yeah.
Port 1,
I think. Port 1?
Yeah,
he's
testing me at the WAN line on the wall.
The fiber to the premises service class 3. Hang on. But is Optus charging you for NBN or are they charging you for maybe a mobile services or Fetch TV or something?
NBN. And I've gone to the quickest speed now too. It's like 400-500 megabits per second.
Yes, that's the one we've activated. It's a 500x50 plan, sir.
Which one, sorry?
It's a 500x50, so download is your 500 Mbps.
Is it that much? Because I got told it's only 100.
So what happens is, this is NBN's upgrade. I won't lie to you saying that we are doing it. Whichever plan is on 100 Mbps on a fiber to the property, technology type, NBN are actually providing the actual speed as 500, sir. So if any provider is saying that I'm going to give you 500 for $90 or $100, it's not them. They will still activate or provision the service on 100 Mbps. It's NBN who are doing it to a 500x50 in the back end.
Yep. Okay, fair enough. So what are we going to do here now? Because Optus is still activated. Yeah, what's going to do there?
No, sir. I can send you a mobile number. Is it possible for you to send me a picture of the lights on the NBN box and the modem, and also send me a copy of the Optus bill so I can, you know, this is not something that I can sort out straight away. I need some time to actually have a look at the bill and see what days they're charging you for, etc. And we can work this out together.
Okay, because I just got an email today for the next Optus bill, $90 due the end of this month.
What period are they charging you for? Do you know?
What's that? Sorry. Which?
What period? What days? They charging you for?
Period. October, November.
You send me a copy of the bills. I've just sent you a text message with our mobile number. When you get home, send me a copy of the bill and also the lights on the Optus modem and the NBN box.
All right.
I want to see everything and then we can take it further. All right?
Okay. So right now, I've got user connected. My Melbourne phone's connected.
Absolutely,
right? Sir.
But when I'm running the test, it's failing. When I'm running the test as we speak at 53 Capri Close, South Morang, Victoria, the test is failing. It's telling me that the modem is not detected, which is why I want to see where exactly it's connected in the modem and what lights are on in the NBN box.
Okay. So you want me to send a picture of the modem there?
Modem and the NBN lights and the Optus bills to have this further investigated.
Right now, we don't know what we're connected right now. Who are we?
Okay. To put it across this way, sir, right now the service is connected. Okay, it's getting billed at 53 Capri Close by Melbourne phone.
Yep.
But it's like renting a property and not staying in it, sir. The service is not online at the moment. So it could be a modem issue or a fault or something. But the service is definitely active. In a perfect world, the service should be working with us. But when I'm running the test, it's not coming online, sir. Which is why I would like to take a look at how things are connected. Maybe you've unplugged it or something of that sort.
All right. No, I
want
to go home. I'll take a picture of it.
Yes, I'll always send you a text message with the mobile number, sir. Okay?
Okay. No worries. All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
I'll wait to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.